CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. TikTok will appeal a ruling by an appeals court panel today upholding a ban on the app unless it's sold by its Chinese parent company. Here's former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
This is going to be a problem because Donald Trump, who originally was against TikTok, now wants to save it. But the question is what TikTok will look like if it does exist in the United States.
Still no sign of the person police say killed a healthcare company CEO in Manhattan on Wednesday. CBS's Anna Schechter reports the search has now expanded to multiple states and police are close to figuring out the suspect's name.
So a lot of clues, a few breadcrumbs, and those raise the question how this individual could have escaped. And we are now more than 48 hours after the crime was committed, and there is still no arrest.
Just learned that the suspect used a silencer in the shooting. The judge in the New York subway chokehold manslaughter trial has asked jurors to continue their deliberations after they told him today they've been unable to reach a unanimous vote on the most serious charge. Daniel Perry held Jordan Neely in a chokehold for about 6 minutes in a subway car last year. Senior aides to President Biden are reported to be discussing whether he should sign preemptive pardons for some current and former officials to shield them from possible retribution by Donald Trump. More from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
We're told that names of individuals have not necessarily been discussed specifically with President Biden, but they have debated whether this would be a good idea with him.
The officials can reject a pardon. President Biden is pleased by today's positive jobs report.
The president says America's comeback continues. He's referring to the latest government report that shows the economy created 227,000 jobs in November. Biden says the numbers reflect a number of factors, including the end of the Boeing machinist strike. In a statement, he said unemployment remains at 4.2%, the same low range of the past 7 months. At the same time, he says this has been a hard-fought recovery, but his administration has been making progress on behalf of working families. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Employers in the U.S. added a strong 227,000 jobs in November. Taylor Swift will perform the first of three sold-out weekend shows tonight in Vancouver, Canada. More than 160,000 Swifties are expected to descend on the city, including this young woman.
There's so many nice people here. They're like, we made so many friends and like traded bracelets with them too, because that's kind of like what we do.
The shows in Vancouver are the final shows of Swift's 2-year-long Eras tour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. It's a $3 billion expansion in Kenosha County for Eli Lilly. The pharmaceutical company is adding on to its Pleasant Prairie facility to boost production of diabetes and obesity medications. It'll create 750 new jobs. Construction is set to start next year. A Kenosha High School student appeared in court remotely yesterday after being charged with bringing a loaded gun to school. Prosecutors are trying to transfer the case to adult court. The 16-year-old remains in juvenile detention, facing multiple charges, including making terroristic threats. Racine County voters will head to the polls on December 19th for a special election to choose a new county executive. The election features candidates Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Early voting options are available. And Burlington has their big Christmas parade today. It'll lead to road closures in that downtown. The parade starts at 6:30 and ends with the mayor lighting the Christmas tree in Wemhoff Square. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi from Ford Field in Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Lions kicking a last-second field goal to win 34-31. It was a back-and-forth game all night. Detroit jumping out to a 17-7 lead. But in the second half, Keyshawn Nixon intercepted a Jared Goff pass, and the Packers offense scored to take the lead. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway and converted that into points. But ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow.
So the Packers are now 9-4, but running back Josh Jacobs, who scored 3 touchdowns, thinks they could face the Lions here in the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to see them again. That's the beauty of it all, you know, take these feelings, process them, and go back to work.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College Hoops, Marquette hosts Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and let's say happy birthday to us. WRJN turns 98 today. We don't look a day over 97.
Why do you fill me up, buttercup, baby?
Just to let me down. I'm waiting around and then I run to the door. I can't take need you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside a song waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bonnet, baby, just to let me down?
To Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You don't really need me, but you keep me.
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and Green Bay Packer football, WRJN. Ooh, did you stay up and watch that game last night? Tough finish for the Pack.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I still love my Green Bay Packers. Great game, tough loss last night. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It was one of those games that we knew exactly how it was going to be. It was going to be a hard-fought, back-and-forth game, and that's what it was. But I thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway and converting that into points. And but ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow. I mean, we go punt, punt, fumble, and we score a touchdown. So, you know, it's only a handful of plays that separate these types of games. And like I told our team, I mean, we're going to have to earn the right to potentially come back here. And it's not going to be easy, and we got to put in the work. And but I'm confident in the resiliency of our group and that they're going to continue to fight and push each other to get better and stay connected, because I do think we have a pretty good football team.
You're the Packers all season long on WRJN.
Bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special-order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet, flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet, creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's the fourth day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Happy 8 Collectibles at Southridge Mall. Your stop for toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and the second annual HappyCon next weekend. From December 13th through 15th at Southridge Mall, enjoy vendors, gaming, and celebrity guests like WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle on the 14th from 11 to 6. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Why
out on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 43. Sunday, mostly sunny and 48. We've got your local news. We've got your timeless hits. And now some Christmas classics, too. It's Eartha Kitt on WRJN.
Boom, 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 boom.
Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. For you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. See if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
What you want, baby, I got.
you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Kenosha High School student accused of bringing a loaded gun to school appeared in court remotely yesterday. Prosecutors are looking to move his case to adult court. The teen, who isn't being named, faces charges including making terroristic threats and having a firearm on school grounds. The judge ordered the student to remain in juvenile detention, citing the seriousness of the offense. Christmas is coming, and so is that special election in Racine County. Voters in the county can go to the polls Thursday, December 19th, to cast ballots in the race for the Racine County Executive. County Clerk Wendy Christensen and businessman Ralph Malicki are running. The county is reminding people normal voting operations are in effect, and that means the opportunity to vote early. To find out more about making a plan to vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. Pearl Harbor is being remembered in Racine tomorrow. Post 310 of the American Legion is hosting a free chili dinner for veterans and the public. That'll be held at the Veterans Center on Main Street. The event gets going at 6 tomorrow. And Burlington begins with its big tradition this afternoon. Some downtown roads in Burlington get closed mid-afternoon in anticipation of the Christmas parade. That gets going at about 6:30. It follows a route on Kane Street to Milwaukee Avenue, ending at Pine and Chandler. After the parade, the mayor will light the Christmas tree in Wemhoff Square Park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31. We'll be right back.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. A study found that having a big belly in your 40s can boost your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease or other dementia decades later. In fact, you may completely forget you have feet.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. It's over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
We'll be right back.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Just let me hear some of that. Against modern jazz, unless you try to play it too darn fast, I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounds like a symphony. That's why I
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is a cubic inch of human bone can bear the weight of 5 standard pickup trucks. Okay, I'm going to have to take your word on that. I'm not going to try to find out.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
At Spanky Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com. Show the coupon at the pharmacy and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho-ho-ho!
W-R-J-N. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
You don't know how many times I've
cherish me as much as I cherish you.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Think
enough. It ain't no good to part. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I'm.